We're holding a Kuf Mem Beis in Rashi. I do not recall which one.
Min the Har Abba.
Okay. Mirsim Welcome Shepeshtana Yofa. You should get the whites. You should buy your linen garment from that type of linen which comes from the Har Abba. Tumatle Tresa Yarchishata Bano Arba. I need order, but I guarantee should this guy will show no shlem it'll last at least a year. I'm not sure what the word tafteo means. But you will not need to buy another one. The word kisna kisinusa means kitanoa, katnoa, rialoheshi balea be katnoa. Person wears such a garment, he belongs in the front row. That's the more of those. Atzip the chadadas. Don't lie. Machselas chadasha shal gemi lach. Lach luchas a gemi mevala begodim. Don't lie on this new mat, because the new mat will wear out the garment quickly. Mishpisa. The punikis shaloi lo yishlach chalukai lelabing. Don't give his hostess where he's staying his garment to wash. The mechazeb will carry umagani alei. So if it will have an emission on it, it would be embarrassing. Okay. So the Gemara. Amar the Rav Chisda Labante. The Gemara says Rav Chisda told his daughters a few points over here of tznius, which are maybe a little bit uncomfortable to discuss some of them. What to discuss? We'll just go through it quickly. You should be tznius in front of your husbands. She's given advice about how to maintain their presence with their husbands. Don't eat bread in front of your husbands. You look like you're eating too much. They won't like that. Don't eat vegetables at night time. They give you bad breath. You shouldn't eat tamri at night time. And don't drink beer at night time. Rashi says that they cause a person to have gas. That will not endear themselves to their husbands. They would relieve themselves out in the fields. You should not do it in the same place where your husbands do it. Even if they're not there, but the person knows, he thinks about, when he goes to use his place, he thinks about the fact that she was there, it's uncomfortable. Kikokari ababa inish, when somebody's knocking on the door, even if you know that it's a man, lotemun monu elamoni. Monu is male, who's there, masculine, but rather money, who's there, feminine. So which means you should indicate that as far as you're concerned, there's a woman there, you're not talking to men. Even if she knows, apparently, even if it says inish, which is a man, even if there's a man knocking on the door, you should say who's there, feminine, to indicate she doesn't want to talk to a man. Now, the Moor's next point is talking about when the husband and wife are having relations, so the Moor gives a mashal that how they should act to increase the desire of the man in order to endear her to her husband. Nokit Marganisa Bechada Yode, Bekura Bechada Yode, Marganisa Achvile, Bekura Loy Achvile, Adamitstaran, Bahadu Achvile. If the area where the actual relations take place is called the Kura, and if the husband is looking to attempt to have both of them, so he should first make accessible to other areas until he's really desirable and then have relations. Katsi Raji. Don't eat bread. Pumim techol harbus. And you'll eat a lot. But he's got a love, and the husband will find that like me is a little bit that his wife eats so much. Now again, they weren't into the thin is healthy. You know that's in Europe. Remember, you know the thought process was that that fat is healthy. You know, and if a woman was very thin, she couldn't get a shidduch. You know, right? Nowadays, like, you know. The question of prosperity, the question of healthiness. They consider people who had weight, that was indicative of the fact that they were able to have children and be and strong. You know, there's a strength which came with it. My Shira has a joke. He says that, you know, in the old days, if fat was considered healthy. He says, you know, my father was so healthy he couldn't even walk. Causes bad breath. Causes a person to have diarrhea. Causes a person to be flatulent, is the fancy word for that. They'll have to pass gas. Don't do it when they're there, obviously, besadus in the fields. But even if they're not there, he knows his place where he uses. When he messes, he shouldn't even do it in a way where he knows where you are. This way, he won't think about what you've done there. The same with mono, mihu, lashon zacher, who's there in the male, in the masculine form. Don't get accustomed to talking to men. You're not talking to men. You say elamoni mihi, who is there feminine. First, increase the man's type. Don't give him the place of actual relations quickly, my hair quickly. Because I'll increase the type. But he also in his love. We'd start to the point he really wants it, then show it to him. Kura's lashon kur tsarfim. It's like a container where something goes into it. Lashon acher bor, lashon bor shucha, the lashon of an opening. Why is he hearing the Gemara? The whole thing is a fascinating omen of Gemara. Fascinating omen of Gemara. You know, in general, you see from the I think the point of the Gemara, every single detail, the point of the Gemara is there is a mitzvah of the Torah to act, to take care of things, to act frugally, to act intelligently in between. You know, so the Gemara gave us some examples of it. And you see from this last piece of Gemara, just there was, you know, this last piece, the physical relations between husband and wife are important. And the Morris says, you know, I mean, quite graphically. I'm sorry, you know, Rashi is quite graphic.
Yeah, but the thing is, I was just thinking, it's the rabbi telling his daughters, not the rabbi's wife telling his daughters. That is a little different.
Okay. Yeah.
What's the word of when?
Show. Or make accessible. And she loves the kashinim. The Mishnah said you can't soak the kashinim. You can't soak the kashinim with using the water to separate it out. And the Mishnah considered. That's not the quote. The Mishnah is going to talk about. The Mishnah says you can use the. You can put it into the kibbara and let it sit there. You can use the kibbara to transport things, etc. The season to look at Tana's at the Gemara, the Tanya Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, Eimer, and Meshkichen, big Gemara Kolikar. You can't get involved in using the Gemara at all. Rashi Masnithin, Diktoni. I'm sorry, Jonathan, where did you ask me? Achvei in the Gemara? Alev Chesbav Yud? To show. You can put it into the kibbara to let it sit there, even though some will fall out, will sift through. That's okay. That's not like your blazer minyak. Okay. So the Mishnah. I'm sorry. Gervin Melifnei Hapatum, you're fattening of an animal, so an animal is called a Pitum is the act of fattening. A patum is an animal which is it's a noun of an animal which is being fattened. So you want to clean out the trough on Shabbos to put in new food for him, etc. So you want the, so the animals are picky eaters. If there's dirt and stuff left inside of there, they're not going to want to eat. So the Mishnah is saying we're going to allow the person to clean out the remainders which are there, which we could have argued was muksa, etc. It hasn't, you know, it's not really functional anymore for anybody. But since that's part of the process, you need to feed your animal. So the Mishnah said you're allowed to sweep out, clean out, to put the new fodder there. Masakal and Stodin. So the Rashi has the girsa, or Rashi adds in the word. That you can move to the straw to the side, which is because you don't put it to the side where you get it out of the path where he would step. You want him to use it to eat, but if he allow his excrement on it, he's not going to want to eat it. Chachamim say that it's also the Mishnah discusses are they responding back to Garfin and Masalkin, to Garfin or to Masalkin. There was three possibilities. They're arguing on both, the first or the second.
You're saying they're arguing on spreading out this feed or getting it separated from the dirty feed?
Well, the Moors haven't discussed what they're arguing on. The Moors not sure what they're arguing on, but they're arguing on, they're arguing on something. Saying that it's also. You're allowed to take from one animal to the other, and we don't say that it's a waste of your time, because once one animal starts eating it, the other animal will not accept it, and then it would be a tirchus al tzarech, etc., which you shouldn't, you know, that's not true. Gerpen lifnei hafatum, shor shem hafatum is a shor, an ox, which you are which you are fattening up. Garfin Abis Bil Shalafalam, Bishabis Lana, clear out the feeding trough and Shabbos. Losses Lusecha Hatemin to put in the straw of Hasarim and the barley. Vishar Ben Afruris, it shouldn't have the dirt mixed in with it. Miyokas B'macholay, which he would then, the animal will then detest his food and not eat it. So that's the first halacha. Masalkan temen shalafalav letzadim. You can move the straw to the sides. Kishurah when it's a lad, kineshal yidusenu bireyi. He shouldn't step on it and then leave himself on it. V'chamu oisrim. Befarash v'gemara ahai. More explains which one of the chamim are arguing on. V'netlam ethnei behemazu. Sarim v'tevin. You can take the barley and the straw from animal, the hay from animal one. Put it in front of animal two. It's moving it for something which is worthless. Elavari chosi who it is something which is fit for the animal. One animal is not repulsed by food brought, given to, taken from another animal. Rabbonon, Aresha pligi, Oyaseva pligi. Are they arguing Oyatarvayo pligi? Are they arguing on the case of Garfin, the case of Masalkin, or are they arguing on both? Toshma. So we're going to bring a proof. Tatanya, Linda de Bryce, Vachamim, Ormim, Echad Zeb, Echad Zeb, Loyi Salkeda, let's start it. Whether you're referring to the cleaning out the trough, whether you're referring to moving the hay to the side, neither one you should be moving. So Amar Chist, what's the machlokes? Machlokes is be'evis shel karka. We're dealing with a place which the feeding area was in the ground. So when you move it to the side, there's a possibility of the person flattening out the floor of it, which is. Will we have a loch of bina? Al ve'eva shal kli dibra kol is mutter. But the Chacham agree that if it's the feeding trough is a kli, where this even if you clean out the bottom, there's it's a solid bottom, and it's not so. There's no concern. The more says ve'eva shal karka miika leman deshori. Would anybody permit the case of ve'eva shal karka? When you would sweep it out, something the more is that it's not that you might come to sweep, you'll clean it out, you'll see that it's a little bit bumpy and you'll flatten it out. It's not like just the process itself of sweeping it will flatten out the gumas. So how could you permit that? Eli Idmar Hachidmar. The more says if what Rechistah should be quoted is to say the following. Even if Dorsik agrees in the Eva Shal Karka, it's Aser. And they're arguing by Eva Shal Kli, do you make a Gzeira Eva Shal Kli because of Eva Shal Karka or not? Rashi, a Resha Pliki, a Garfin, they're arguing the case of Garfin. But Asri Li Groif, they're prohibiting to be Garefit. Mishum the pomim shal eva shal karka, because sometimes it's an eva shal karka. Become a chav on the shmir gumais, and while he's sweeping, he's going to intentionally flatten out the gumais. Shal yipu hasarim l'sercha. Why would he want to do that? Because he doesn't want the waste seed getting stuck in these little crevices. Oh yeah, safer pliki. Mishum the loy chazi sheyesh bo. Sometimes they'll have Rashi ma shanimais. Midrash Raglav. Sometimes it has now hay which is not usable because it became nimas, and therefore you're moving something which is muksa. So Moshe Toshma da Tavayu Pligi. They're arguing on both. Echad zeh echad zeh echad akivas efes. Whether you're clearing out the trough, echad tevin shalafanov lo yisakenu l'stadim, or the straw which the animal has in front of him, the hay. Neither one can you move. So Rav Chisda came along and said, "Shal karka ke'ein she'osin geter katan lifnei behema." Whereas in Michael lifnei mimenu, mikol meichus lashmir gumas. So sometimes you make like a bump, like a little rise with like a little fence, and you put the food behind that so it would be caught in a, like a trough. So Moshe Mechagel be'eva shal kli, because of Rabbanon gzeira otur shal karka. They said you can't use the eva shal kli because you might use it. Do this, you might sweep out the Eva Shal Karka, and that's going to be problematic. Okay, it's all in here.